What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Every day, we rise, challenging ourselves to work for what we believe in. At U.S. Border Patrol, protecting our borders is more than a job. It's a calling. Agents answer the call, working together to keep our country and communities safe. If you are ready for a new mission, join U.S. Border Patrol and go beyond. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers.
Hello, everybody, and this is Stacey with The Advisor, and today I'm very excited because we have a special guest with us today. We have our podcast community team member, and he has his own podcast on our The Advisor, and his name is Sean Robinson, and he is a coach, and he teaches a lot of great tools and techniques and strategies on how to live a healthy, happy, and productive lifestyle. And today he wants to talk about professional development and really making our own pathways, you know, really being able to figure out what we need in life, what our purpose is, and being able to actually create a pathway that's going to get us there. So Sean, why don't you take it away and let everybody, you know, a little about yourself and, you know, about what you're going to talk about today, because I'm really excited to hear what you have to say.
Hi, Stacey. Well, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be back. I went through my own path, as we all do. And basically, when I took something in college, I took law and security years and years ago, and it was never something that I thought I'd end up using. I had a few career jobs with it, and I was looking through a transition. So as I started to figure out what I wanted to do, because, you know, who really knows in high school what you want to do when you're 40, 30, 40, 50 years old? Yeah. Nobody, as far as I know. You know, you get to these different steps in your life where you have to start developing into that role that you want or that thing that you want. And as I started to figure it out, younger age, I couldn't afford to go back to school for the other things I was looking for. Yeah. So I started working through it in different ways, and we can get into that more, but a lot of what I want to talk about is just that professional development from a standpoint of you're starting to figure out what you want, be it a second career or, you know, lifestyle change, or you just sick of what you were doing. There's a lot of ways to do it that don't mean you have to go back to take that expensive university program or college program.
Exactly. You know, a lot of people, you know, think that, you know, because in our society, we are trained to think, you need college. And yes, I went to college, you went to college, but how much did we really use? Like I used a small portion of what I learned in college. Most of it was from experience. It was from really getting out there in the real world and just learning, you know, being in the moment in the area, in the industry that I was in, and just learning from others, learning from people, making connections, and just growing professionally in my industry. But, you know, I feel like, you know, a lot of it has to do with, you know, being in the industry and really, you know, if something really interests you, you really open your ears and open your eyes and you really listen and figure out what works and what doesn't. And then maybe ask a lot of questions too, because, you know, people are afraid to ask questions, but I think people like that when they see you asking questions and you get involved and you're eager to learn and eager to grow. I think that shows a really positive, you know, persona about you.
Yeah, it definitely does. And a lot of it, we're always figuring out what we like and don't like. You know, we get out of school, whatever age that is, and you just you get into something, right? Everybody's got to work. So yeah. You get into something and maybe it's what you like, maybe you don't down the road. Oh, I'll do this when I get to whatever point. If that happens, great. If it doesn't, we feel stuck, but
yeah,
it's more about just understanding that one, you're never stuck.
Yes.
And like anything we're working on, it isn't that you're just going to show up tomorrow with career that you want, right? It's something that you have to pick at. So if you're not in a position of your life because of, life happening, family, whatever it is, that doesn't mean that you can't still take that course, or you can't still work on that program, or you can't still pick away at some credentials in an area that you think you might like to get into in an effort that there will be a transition. And at that transition, you're going to be more prepared for it because you took the time while you were doing this other thing you maybe don't like, and you worked towards a point where you could make it a change.
Now, when you were going through your own personal experiences and through your just noticing what your clients do too, like when you're in a job maybe you're not happy with, and you really trying to find that passion, how does someone start planning? Is there a productive way to start planning and start, being able to focus on your job but yet focus on your future and focusing on making changes in your future? So you can kind of go in a different direction, because deep down inside where you're at right now is not where you want to be.
Yeah, it's a difficult concept, but if you break it down a bit more simplified, we all don't have time. Our biggest thing is, I just don't have time. I can't take that course. I don't have time.
Yeah.
But then we need to think about what we're making time for.
Right.
Are we caught up on the latest few shows that all our friends are talking about? Are we... Yeah. What are we doing with our time? Whatever that means to somebody, what is it that we're doing, and really process where we're spending our time. And if we took, a portion of that and we put that into some kind of development, if we're reading one of your books or we're reading whatever, that's one step towards learning a bit more. And maybe you're learning something that I don't want to do that because it's related to what I'm doing now. I'm looking for something different. If you're a tradesperson, I was an electrician. If you don't want to do that anymore or whatever, maybe you're taking business courses. Maybe you're taking art. Who knows? It's just while you're doing something, whether it's related, speaking of my own experience, maybe I'm going to take a specialty course like a fire alarm course or, a communications course so that I'm better at that current job. Or maybe I'm going to take something unrelated. It's taking that opportunity while you're doing something to pick away at growth.
Yeah.
A lot of times we get stuck in that role. I'm not saying I was stuck in that role, but when I took law and security in college, I didn't want to do that. Yeah. So the jobs that I was in, I didn't like.
Right.
So in an effort to get away from that, knowing I couldn't go back to college and take more courses and pay more money, what can I do to be more towards where I want to be? Right. And, it's just about signing up for things. It's about taking courses instead of paying big money to go back and do something you may not like.
And I think that's a great point because, like we were talking about earlier today, some people, are go-getters and they're not maybe happy where they are, or they want to go to the next level. They want to elevate. And then you have those people who will just sit on the couch and think, well, it's eventually going to happen to me, and they don't do anything. They don't do anything to actually get to the next level or to develop their personal development. They expect that life and opportunities will come to them. And in the real world, that doesn't happen. So what's your intake on that?
No, that's a lot of the comfort that we get in when we're in a position. It's like, if I do this long enough, then it'll just be my turn. You'll see these people get promoted or get move up or opportunity come, and whatever's happening in that moment that they're the selection. It's like, oh, well, soon it'll be my turn.
Yeah.
Well, why do we feel like it's just going to be our turn? I felt this way for a long time.
Yeah. So
it's going to be my turn next. Well, why was it going to be my turn? What was I doing to make myself better in that moment to be the best selection for whatever that position was.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, you know, we're not doing anything. We just think because we're around the longest, or that, you know, the people around me got it, so it must be me next. But that doesn't mean that that other person's not going to come in and going to have that one thing, even if it's the smallest thing, but maybe they've got one thing that's just a bit better than what you have. And now you've lost that opportunity you thought was yours. And the way I found to get away from that is to stop waiting for it.
Yeah.
Stop waiting for that moment and just start creating it yourself.
Right.
If it's something that is related to your job that makes you better, mm-hmm. and maybe it's not a job, whatever it is, if there's something you're doing, and there's a course, there's a book, there's a podcast, there's whatever that you can intake or learn or experience that will make you better at that thing,
yeah.
you're then better than the people around you. You're closer to being selected from the group around you to move up or move on or to get selected for that thing you think is coming for you.
Yeah, you know, I think that's a great point. And, you know, do you think that maybe we have to change our mindset? Because I think, you know, if you are, you know, if you're working in personal development, you know, you need a lot of resilience, you need discipline, you need to be focused, you need to have a clear idea of what you want and how you're going to do it. So is there like a specific mindset that you think people need to really incorporate in order to be successful and to be able to develop in their personal development?
I definitely do. I think it's all a mindset. A lot of that person like that's stuck in that fixed mindset, thinking that you know, I'm here, this is where I'm at, I can't do anything, it's never going to come, I don't need to do anything. I think whatever that is, it's like you get stuck in that fixed mindset and you're not going to do anything because it's not, you don't think it's going to matter. Changing your mind and working through becoming from that fixed mindset to more growth minded,
yeah,
that's where you get growth. You become growth minded when you're looking for that opportunity to learn something or to do something different, or you're looking for that moment to take advantage of maybe not catching up on that show because you're gonna, you know, take this course or watch this YouTube program or it, like, it doesn't have to cost money, right? It just it can be somebody's online content that you're not having to subscribe, pay for. So a lot of the stress about development is, oh, it's going to cost money. It's time. I don't have time. And like I said, you have to process what you're spending your time on.
Yeah.
But it doesn't all have to cost money. You can learn a lot from a lot of free content out there.
Yeah.
So becoming more growth-minded and just looking for that opportunity to be a bit better than you were even this morning.
And what do you think about planning? Like, do you think that someone should start when they're deciding that they want to move forward and they want to elevate into the next level of their life? Do you think they should start maybe keeping a journal and maybe setting goals and start planning on, okay, I'm here right now, but this is my main goal. And I think I'm going to do like in the next couple of weeks, I want to do this. And the next couple, you know, months, I want to do this and start trying to figure out like kind of organize themselves so it doesn't seem overwhelming to the person.
Yeah, we've talked about this and I'd highly suggest that people check out our past episodes. But to touch on that, I definitely think we need to keep a plan. And a journal along with that plan, using a journal to document our thoughts, to keep track of what we're doing, what we're trying, what's working, what's not working. And then aside from that, having that plan to say, you know, if you want to become something more than what you're doing right now, think about the things that you want to do, right? It's, I want to be the president or prime minister, you know, maybe that's a bit of a stretch goal, but how do you get to that point, right? You start to get involved in politics, you start to do whatever. So coming up with that plan, whatever the big goal is, and piecing away or picking away at some of the smaller things that might get you there, you definitely have to have a plan. And while you have that plan, it's important not to stress about, you know, getting to the top, you know, the top of that pyramid. It's like, let's just worry about getting a bit better than we were already. And you may find in that process that you don't really want what you thought you wanted.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that because you've grown so much from that person you were already, you've grown so much. And maybe in that process, by doing something, you really stumble across what it is you do want to do. And then it's a quick diversion, right? You start to take things and you change your plan, you write about your journal, and you start to really work towards that new goal.
Yeah.
And you just compound, you just keep adding to that growth. And all of a sudden, you know, you're a couple years, a year even, like, it doesn't take long to get to, but you've started this person, you become more growth minded, you're adding courses on, and then that opportunity comes. You are the one that is the best suited for that role.
Right.
And you may even find that a position gets created for you in that role because you've done so much extra work.
Right.
And just to add to that, you know, when we're sitting around waiting for it, like, it doesn't come, you know, it's never going to come. When you wait for it, that position won't come. It won't get created. It'll always go to somebody else, or they'll do without.
Exactly. It's so true. You know, I think people have to realize that you have to prove yourself, because, like, you know, there's so many people in this world, there's so much competition in every industry. And unless you show that you're worthy, you're not going to be recognized. And, you know, even if you're an introvert, you know, there are ways just by showing, you know, your talents, you know, just by being on time and doing the work you're supposed to, showing quality work, you know, these things matter. These things are recognized, you know, and anyone is capable of making a dream become a reality. It's just being able to believe in yourself. And how do you feel about that?
Well, I agree with you 100%. I think anybody, it doesn't take anyone special to do this for themselves. You just have to want it. And like anything, if you want anything, if you want to lose weight, if you want to be a runner, if you want to get a better career, if you want it, then you'll find what you need to do to get there. You'll want to take those courses, you'll want to watch those programs, you'll want to do something different than you were used to doing before.
Do you think, like, a lot of times too, like, what holds people back is the fear of change? Because I know fear plays a big role in people's lives. Like, if you go on the internet and you start talking about fear, people will swarm to articles about fear and change too. Like, people are always scared. Well, if I change, what happens if I fail? What happens, you know, to my life? What happens if I change and then I don't like it, you know? And they, instead of focusing on the positive, there are a lot of people that will focus on the worst of the worst of the worst that could possibly happen. And then that holds them back, you know? So, like, what is your intake on that? Like, what do you think?
Well, a few things. I think a lot of it is because we don't have a concept of what we might become or what we're working towards. Right.
Right.
So if we start to, you know, even if you find a person that has that and you follow them on social media, or you start to follow them, watch videos or whatever, you start to create this vision for what it is you're trying to become.
Yeah.
There is whatever you're wanting to work on, there's someone out there doing that.
Yeah.
So you'll find an example. So if we look for that example, then we start to process in our own minds what that might look like for us.
Yes.
Once we have an awareness of it, once we can see what that looks like, we start to think about what that looks like, we can picture ourselves in that position.
Yeah.
And that's for anything. If you want to drive a, you know, big full-size truck, mm-hmm. go rent one.
Right.
Go rent one and or just go take a test drive. Then you picture yourself in it, and you know, that's a process, a part of a process of picturing yourself in that moment. So, you know, go to the place you want to work at and go on a tour or whatever that is. It's like, go, you know, go to the college and, you know, sit in on a class. There's a lot of opportunity there. Once we can conceptualize what it is we're working on, then we lose a lot of that fear. I think we eliminate a lot of what would hold us back, because then we can picture it. And once we can picture it, it becomes more achievable. We can reach it. We can get there.
That's very true. I think that's a great point. And I think people, you know, have to realize that even if they achieve it and they're not as happy as they thought they were, there's always other options out there. You know, it's, you know, we have a world of endless opportunities, and people should always realize that, you know, you have to keep trying until you really are happy with who you are in your life. And, you know, until you feel like you reached that purpose, you know, and that passion. And I think when you know you've reached that purpose in life is when you have the passion, when you get out of bed and you're looking forward to get out of bed and you're looking forward to starting the day because of what you're doing. You're not, you know, people who are unhappy with their jobs or they're unhappy with their positions, they get out of bed and they don't even want to get out of bed. They just like dragging their feet to the bathroom to brush their teeth, you know, like they just don't want to do it, you know? And I think it's so important, you know, to find that purpose in life. You know, and, you know, I think that's what also when you find that purpose, you get that drive to want to elevate to the next level and that, you know, that will to actually want to, you know, increase your personal development too. What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah. And when we do it slowly, it's less drastic. We don't feel like we've left a position on a Friday and by Monday we're completely new, because that's a lot of pressure. Yeah. Not a lot of people like starting that new job.
Right.
But when you do it gradually, when you're doing something, even if it's a part-time job, and I know that's another time commitment, but you know, if there's something you can do on the side that is related to what it is you want to become, you start to develop that, you start to ease more into that next role rather than, you know, hard stop right now. And when we work on ourselves and we start to take away those courses or read those books, and we start to work on that development, you're not doing that right away. Any course you ever take, even like it takes, you know, at least a semester to get through the content. So if you think about that in your own life, whatever you're doing, and there is so much free stuff out there. So it's not even that it can be about a money commitment.
Yeah.
Because just don't do the things that cost money. If it's a thing you don't want to pay for, do something that gets you there, that's already there for free or part of a, you know, a Spotify subscription. But it's like working on yourself gradually to get from where you are now closer to where you think you want to be, and then just building as you go. And you're not going to lose that growth. You're never going to lose that growth. That's the thing about speaking about fear. We fear change, but you know, it's not a failure if you try this thing and you've got however much experience or, you know, this course behind you, because maybe that process just made you learn what you don't like about whatever it was you thought. So then you start to move that path and you're still carrying on.
Yeah. And I think even with personal development, you know, there's so many people out there, like let's say Alex Hormozi, he talks about how he failed like 7 times in a row and then he finally hit the big one, you know, like and then a snowball effect took. But it took him many times of experience and failure, you know, trying something and it didn't work, trying something and it didn't work, trying something and it didn't work, until he got to the point where he tried something and it worked, you know. And I think that goes to sometimes with personal development, you know, we might not feel like we're getting where we want to get, but eventually we will get there. You know, it's just trial and error, and we might make some mistakes, but we shouldn't give up, I think, you know. And that's what I worry about, is that people, after they try to better themselves, they don't see what they want. They don't see the results that they were hoping for in their head. And then they just want to give up. And, you know, they shouldn't, because, you know, the more we try, the better we get. The mistakes we make, we learn from. And like, what's your intake on that?
Well, it's not that we may make mistakes. We will make mistakes. We will. Yeah. And whether we call it a failure or we call it an opportunity, we will do that. So when we get into a new initiative or a new, you know, level, whatever that is, there will be those moments. So when you get to those moments, oh, okay, well, yeah, this one didn't work. Cool. I knew this was going to happen. So then you keep going because you want to get to the next opportunity to learn or the next failure, because it's going to happen. We're not born with all the knowledge and all the skills.
Yes.
We have to develop that. And whether it's, you know, peak performance and you know, the 10,000 hour rule or whatever you believe in about, you know, growth and learning, it's like, you're going to fail. You're going to have to have those moments. And you're also going to have to pick yourself up and just keep going. And Hormozi, he has so many real gems that he shares.
Yeah.
And the biggest one for me was hearing him say, don't emulate the rise, not the plateau.
Yeah.
Because I mentioned about following people and definitely, you know, change your inputs, start to follow people that are more like what you want to be,
yeah,
and you will become that. Most of the people you're going to follow, they're at some form of plateau. It may to where you are, it might seem like they're at some form of plateau, but what got them there? And what got them there is doing that work. And yes, coming to those moments where you have to make a decision to keep going or to stop. And really, if as long as you're doing something, you know, that's progressive for you, for your family, for where you want to be, that the answer is never to stop. That's always to keep going.
And I think too also is that we have to surround ourselves with go-getters and positive people, because I think the people we surround ourselves around are the people we become, because our energies kind of play off of each other. So I think if you really want to elevate to the next level and you want personal development and you want to grow and you want to be a better person, then you should be like around like-minded people. And it kind of, I think it that helps. I think it encourages you, you learn from each other, and it could help you actually grow, I think. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And if you can't find those people, then be one.
Yes.
And then you'll find those people.
Yes.
It's not you, like you're going to meet that person and then they're going to, you know, there'll be people that pull the best out of you, of course, just as it will be the other way. But if you can't find that person, be that person, and then the rest will come. You start to think more positive. You start to be more happy. You start to move away from that you know environment that might be holding you back, then you'll start to find those other environments. That growth will come for you as much as you're going for it.
Right. Exactly. And I think too is like if you become that person, I think your energy resonates, like the law of attraction, and you will attract those people. Those people will start coming into your life. And you'll just cross paths and you'll just meet those people and you'll be like, oh, that's so funny because you know, I was thinking about the same thing. And you think it's a coincidence, but for me, I don't think it's a coincidence. I think basically your energies kind of bring in those people, you know.
Yeah. It's a real thing, and there's a lot of, you know, woo-woo about it that some people can't get behind, and that's okay. That's okay. But it is a reality that the more positive you are, the more positivity that will surround you. The more negative you are, the more you're going to find negative. So, you know, to work towards becoming more positive is simply just catching yourself in those moments. And, you know, we've talked about that before, but a lot of it is that the person that you think you want to be more like, as soon as you start to become like that, then yes, you're going to become more like those, the people you want to be around.
Yeah.
And, you know, there is some stress about it when you're getting started because, oh, I'm going to lose all my friends. You know, that's not the case. Just like anything. It's not like you wake up the next day and you know, your entire existence is gone, but you might grow away from people.
Yeah.
But you're going to grow closer to other people.
Right.
It's not that you keep the same friends for your entire life. Anybody of any age can look back and pick up. They're not as close as some people anymore. And, you know, it probably wasn't that bad. You probably just naturally grew apart.
Right.
That'll happen again. You'll have that happen your entire life. And as you become more like who you want to be, the more you will find other people and grow closer to other people. But you're not getting rid of anybody. There's no door that closes the second you decide you want to, you know, start working on something.
Right. Exactly. And that's such a great point because, you know, I hear a lot of people, they kind of, you know, we were having this discussion with somebody and, you know, we were saying how, you know, as you get older, you know, friends come and go, but we always, you know, we were all talking about it. And it's like, sometimes people just come in your life for a certain amount of time and there's a reason for it. And, you know, and when that journey is kind of over, you know, it's okay for people to leave your life and it's okay for friendships to, you know, to kind of dwindle or, you know, it's not like you're not friends. You're just not as the relationship isn't the same as it was before. You may not see that person as much, or maybe you are in a friendship that, you know, it just didn't work out after, you know, you might have been close for many years and then just things started to change and it's okay, you know, but it is important when you're doing self-development to really be around really good-minded people, I think.
Yeah. And it's all gradual. Like you don't just you'll eventually you look back and like, oh, you know, I don't see so-and-so as much anymore. Or you start to think like, oh, you know what? Like I remember when I didn't care at all about reading, or I wasn't paying attention to the opportunities. And these are my actual thoughts at one point. So there's a lot in that where you just think back after, you know, a couple of years later, and you're like, wow, I can't believe I don't talk to that person anymore. And maybe you just start to wonder how they're doing, and you message them anyways. Like there's nothing holding you back from that. Just, you know, start to do the things that will take you closer to where you want to be, and the rest will start to fill in for you. You will naturally work on doing those things, because like we talked about, having that path and having that direction, at least in where you want to go between now and, you know, short term, you know, it starts to show itself.
Definitely. I agree 100%. Now, if you had to take, you know, some takeaways and you wanted to emphasize on really important things, what are some of the things you'd like to tell the audience, you know, to get them on that path, you know, to help them, you know, make that path that they've been wanting to journey down? You know, what are some advice you'd like to give them?
Now, if I think I had to pick a couple, I would definitely say, you don't want to focus on your time. So what are you spending your time on? What makes up your day? We've all got to work. We've got family, those things. Yes, they fit in, but what can you do with the time you have? Is it sitting in front of the TV and catching up on the show, or is it doing something else? So one, pay attention to time. Two, cost. We worry about it's going to cost all this money. I can't retrain myself. I can't take this course. I can't work on that because it's expensive. Well, maybe the option you're looking at is expensive. Maybe going back to university is expensive. So what can you afford? What can you do? And you can break that rate down to something extremely small, like what somebody's YouTube channel. So it's not a matter of cost. It's a matter of what you can afford right now. Yeah. So time is one, cost is one. And I would say the other big one is just don't wait around. You wait around and you think it's coming. It's probably not. And at some point, no matter where we come from, no matter what our background is, at some point we are responsible for where we are and no one else. It's not our parents. It's not our friends. It's not our, you know, our husbands, wives, partners. At some point we get to a point we are responsible and we have to do it, and don't wait around. Start to do something about it.
I agree 100% with you. Now, can you tell people some of the services you provide? Because you provide a numerous amount of different services that really can make a huge impact on people's lives. Can you tell us about some of them?
Coaching, I'm starting to get into coaching, and I'm doing a lot. I've got a lot of YouTube videos. I'm doing a lot of these things that I mentioned people to do. It's not to go follow mine, although that's cool too. There's a lot of good content out there. TikTok, I'm doing that. A lot of videos, just short stuff to really encourage people to start to look at, you know, from inside where they can start to change. I've put out email newsletter every week. I've got a lot of content focused around just getting rid of those excuses and really picking apart the things that are holding you back in an effort to start to become that better version, that person that you want to be, because this is a judgment-free zone and we've all got to do what we need to do for the best for ourselves. And we're in control of that. So a lot of it is just helping people become aware that, you know, we hold ourselves back, nobody else.
Exactly. Now, where can people find you on the website? Can you tell them your website address?
Yeah. So my website is seanrobinson.ca. I've got all my content linked through my website. I'm at Going Dry on most social platforms, Sean Robinson on LinkedIn, and pretty well most of the social media platforms. I post a lot of different content and videos.
That's awesome. Oh my God, this has been so great. I love having you on the show. You're just truly amazing and you bring such great insight. You know, it's important that people really understand that, you know, we have the capabilities to do whatever we want, that we can make those dreams a reality, that we can grow in our life, you know, whether it be work or personal life, you know, we can elevate to the next level. And it's just learning how to do it. And you really showed us a lot of great pointers today on how we can begin and how we could actually get there at the end of the board. So I like to thank you for that, because you were great today. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate being here, and we are all capable. We just need to get behind ourselves and start to pick away at what we can do to get there. But we've all got it in us. We come from the same place.
100%. 100%. Thank you so much. I love having you here. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
A musician with technical knowledge can play all the right notes. But one who cares enough to play from the heart gives music soul. At Truist, we believe the same is true for banking. Because when you work with someone who knows a lot and cares even more, you're unstoppable. Truist, leaders in banking, unwavering in care. Start feeling unstoppable. Visit truist.com/care. Truist Bank, member FDIC, leading based on top 10 U.S. commercial bank. A musician with technical knowledge can play all the right notes. But one who cares enough to play from the heart gives music soul. At Truist, we believe the same is true for banking. Because when you work with someone who knows a lot and cares even more, you're unstoppable. Truist, leaders in banking, unwavering in care. Start feeling unstoppable. Visit truist.com/care. Truist Bank, member FDIC, leading based on top 10 U.S. commercial bank.